And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Man, I'm talking about this show goes down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden. And you know the deal. Parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, number one of the triple dipper, the tax man cometh. Coming up top of the hour, State Representative Arnold Mooney, a friend of mine, who has been in the legislature now for a number of years. And Arnold is one of the more conservative members of the House of Representatives. We're going to talk to him about whether or not we're going to see any tax relief. Now, this may not be on your radar, I don't know, but it needs to be. And I say that because right now what we're seeing is that around the nation, especially Republican states, we are seeing tax relief left and right because of budget surpluses and because those Republican states, their legislatures, their governors tend to recognize that in an inflationary or recessionary, or both, economy, it's a good idea to sort of help out their citizens. If we can lower the cost of life, that's nothing but good. And we're not seeing that in Alabama. We're barely hearing about it in Alabama. The Alabama Policy Institute, where I've spent a number of years on staff and still a distinguished fellow with API, they have been very hawkish on this issue for the last, forever, but especially in the last year, looking at the record-level surpluses the state of Alabama has. Now, the theory being, you know, promoted by more reticent members of the legislature to the idea of tax relief is, well, we don't know if we're going to be able to maintain this level of surplus forever. Well, what's your point? Yeah, but you know, it's very possible that these surpluses, I mean, there's a lot of federal dollars built in here, a lot of one-time monies. We don't want to, you know, you've got record surpluses even without the federal dollars. Collections in the state of Alabama have been going on at epic levels now for the last few years. We have gone are the days when we are in budget deficit, trying to best we can to balance a budget, to now we have surpluses, and we keep putting bigger and bigger budgets out there, which means what? We're feeding government more and more, but we're providing no relief, for the most part, back to the taxpayers. Well, folks, I'm going to tell you, at some point, you have to look at it and go, all right, it's, you know what, when's enough enough? Government, when is enough enough? And I used to get so frustrated. One of the things is a lot of folks don't realize in Alabama, we are one of the only states in the nation that taxes groceries. Can you imagine? I mean, we don't think about it. You go down to Publix or, you know, to whatever store you shop at, Winn-Dixie, and you buy your bread, your milk, your eggs. Well, you're paying 4 cents on the dollar for the state and then whatever the local is too. Did you know that in most states they don't tax groceries at all? Why? Well, because even the poorest among us have to buy milk and bread and eggs. And so to not tax groceries means that you are avoiding a tax upon the poorest among us. Not in Alabama. Well, it's a lot of money that goes into education. $10 billion budget for education. We're looking at potentially a $10 billion budget. We are in record budget surpluses for education. It is not about what they have. It's about what they spend it on. They don't spend it well. They wind up, you know, we're still number 50th in the nation. We gotta make sure we have enough money for education. You have plenty of money for education. It's been increasing every year for the last decade. How about this? How about the $465 million a year that's collected on sales tax on groceries goes back to the people, and you pay 4% less on your groceries than you would because the state legislature decided finally that enough's enough. I used to get so frustrated. Somebody would always bring a bill while I was in the state Senate, and they'd say, I want to do away with the grocery tax. I'd like, I want to see this. Let's do it. But yeah, but to do that, we got to raise the tax over here. No. It doesn't work. Just get rid of it. Well, I'm going to do away with the grocery tax, but I'm going to make sure that we don't allow the federal withholding anymore as an exemption on your state income tax. What? So all you're doing then is raising taxes on those who pay income tax, but you're lowering it. That's not the same thing. All right? you can't call that relief in a sense. Relief comes when you actually relieve someone of the burden. Well, right now, AL.com's got a story that came out in July. I think I talked about this once before. The story was called Amid Record, this is the actual title, Amid Record Inflation, Is Alabama Lagging Behind Other States in Offering Tax Relief? The short answer is yes. Starts off by saying Mississippi lawmakers voted in the largest tax cut in state history earlier this year when they authorized a gradual reduction in their income tax rate. In Florida, motorists will not have to pay the state's 25-cent per gallon tax on gasoline in October. The suspension of Georgia's 29-cent per gallon fuel tax was authorized in March and has since been extended to August. That was back in July. I think it's been extended again. In Tennessee, residents will get a month break from paying sales tax on grocery purchases. Some states, like Kansas and Virginia, did away with their sales tax on groceries altogether. Y'all, there's only been about a dozen states that tax groceries at all, and some of them did away with it this year. Faced with inflation rates unseen since 1981 and flush with money from federal programs related to the COVID-19 pandemic, states are slashing taxes and offering rebates. For the most part, Alabama has not approved a single significant tax cut. The lack of movement by the Republican supermajority has groups like the Alabama Policy Institute calling for a special session to consider a tax relief package. We're falling behind all our neighbors, what it boils down to. We just are. Now, State Representative Danny Garrett, I like Danny. He's a good guy. He's down in Trustful. He is a budget chairman in the State House. He says, quote, in this article, "We are, of course, looking at the current economic situation, determining what the future looks like. If you wait until the session starts, it's too late," meaning to get legislation ready to make a cut. They got to be making these decisions now. I bring this up because the legislative session will begin in January. If they wait until January to decide what they're going to do, it ain't going to happen. The big movement in legislation typically happens in the 6 months to a year prior to the legislative session. They need to be doing this now. State lawmakers say tax cuts are a possibility, but that nothing immediate is on the horizon. They got options like grocery taxes. I mentioned those a moment ago. Income or corporate tax rates. It says in 2021 and 22, 21 states reduced their individual income tax rates, and 11 reduced their corporate tax rate, not Alabama. Alabama's corporate income tax rate is 6.5%. There was a movement to reduce that not too long ago, which got watered down once they got into the legislative session and resulted in pretty much a nothing burger. They did do away with the business privilege tax. What that basically means is about $100 a year, which equates to somewhere like about a total of $26 million in tax revenue out of a multi-billion dollar budget. 1819 News has a piece that ran just about last week, actually. It says Alabama is on an island in the Southeast, no major tax relief in 21 or 22. It says Alabama was the only state, I even circled only right there, bam, in my notes, circled as the only state in the Southeast to not offer its citizens any broad-based major sales or income tax relief in 2021 or 22. According to the Tax Foundation, every state in the Southeast United States except Alabama implemented or enacted some type of state sales or personal corporate income tax relief within the past 2 years. A spokesman for Governor Kay Ivey did not return a request for comment. Goes on to say, Alabama has a very high state and local sales tax rate. If the state expanded its sales tax base to include things like services that could bring down the rate and help stabilize revenues, and this is a quote from someone at the Tax Relief Foundation. It says Alabama has the fifth highest combined state and average. Wow, I did not know that. Alabama has the fifth highest state and local sales tax rate in the country. Can you imagine? Go figure. Now, here's the thing. And by the way, I do know this for a fact. We have the lowest property tax rates in the nation. So you buy property here, you're benefiting from the fact that, I mean, this is a great place to own property because the property tax rates are all-time low by comparison to other states, even those right around us. You know, states like Florida can get away with not having a state income tax because they also don't, they have a higher property tax rate. Okay, all that to say, we are still in budget surpluses. And when a government runs into surplus, that means it took more of our dollars than it needed. It's very simple. Now, I don't mind having a surplus. I don't mind having reserves to draw from in case of a bad time. And by the way, we now have reserve accounts in both the education and the general fund budgets. That's great. But even with those reserve accounts taken into account, we are still in surplus, which means that we're taking more than was necessary. We're harboring more than we needed. And if they come back and say, hey, we've got more, so let's just spend more. My answer is going to be, if you've got more, give some back. That's where it's got. They've got to start thinking that way. And here we are with the fifth highest state and local sales tax rates. We have one of the top individual income tax rates at 5%. All of our neighbors, like Florida and Tennessee, they don't even have individual income tax. Georgia's top individual income tax rate is higher than Alabama's, currently at 5.75, but that might drop to 4.99 under a new law they just passed. Mississippi passed a law in April that's going to gradually implement a 4% flat income tax by 2026. I'm just saying, folks. Now listen, I've got some other numbers here that'll boggle your mind. But one of the things that really got me was a story off the AP wire from last week that says one-time rebates, because that's what they're thinking about right now. They're saying, we don't know if we can do this tax relief stuff. You know, if we actually cut the rate, man, that's like forever. Yeah. So maybe we just give them like a one-time check. Like, we'll just send them money. We'll send them some money. Guess what Gavin Newsom's doing right now in California? Oh, he's sending them some money. And then you look at this story from the AP. It says one-time rebates, which is what is being floated right now in our state legislature, our Republican state legislature. It says one-time rebates, typically totaling several hundred dollars per taxpayer, have been more common in Democrat-led states. There you go. I got more on this when we get back. And then top of the hour, we're going to have a conversation with State Representative Arnold Mooney from the Alabama House and get his thoughts on, are we going to see it? I mean, what's being said? I want to know, is this falling on deaf ears, or will they in fact come to the table with some form of a tax cut that people can look at and go, ah, I see it. I feel the difference. I don't know. We'll see. But we'll take us to a break, brother. We'll do that and come right back. Phil Williams, the tax man cometh. That's number one here in the Triple Dipper. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Got a bunch of activity on the text line. You want to text in or call in for that matter, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number. And first of all, Kimball from Harvest is new on the text line. And so, Kimball, we're glad to have you. And we just sent him the thanks for listening. He replies back and says, I enjoyed it, and I've cruised up and down Bailey Cove Road listening to Van Halen too. Kimball, you're in my stomping grounds, man. Listen to my music. So, yes, thank you very much. Glad to have you on the show there, bud. What was it, Paul from Athens? Yes, it was Paul from Athens. Paul from Athens is already on a roll, man. Paul from Athens, we're talking about number one of the Triple Dipper here, the tax man cometh. He says, what's the difference between an IRS agent and a CARP? One is a bottom-feeding scum sucker. The other is a fish. Oh, that's rough, man. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And what else I got? And then Juan from Newmarket just sent in. He says, Alabama's a Republican state, but not a conservative state. That's why we have a grocery tax, and Ivy added the gas tax. I don't disagree. I mean, I've said on the show multiple times. And by the way, there are some great conservatives in Montgomery. There are. I could name a handful of them just at the drop of a hat, but the truth is, being a Republican and being a conservative are not always the same thing. And so, yeah, And then that gas tax thing was rammed through. And what a lot of folks don't realize, by the way, is the gas tax actually it pre-existed. There was already an existing gas tax. And granted, roads cost money. I get it. You can't just have paved roads and it not cost something. But the truth is, there was roughly almost $60 million a year that was being taken out of the road and bridge fund to be used for other non-road and bridge things like state troopers and the court system, both of which I love and appreciate. You got to fund state troopers and you got to fund the court system. You can't do without them. But if you're going to take money out of the road and bridge fund and then tell people you don't have enough money, maybe it's because you're taking money out of the road and bridge fund. So before you start, we got to have more of your money. You're going to have to raise the tax. How about this? How about stop doing some things you're doing and bring that money back in the fold, and then let's talk about whether you think you still need some more money. Anyway, that kind of stuff makes me just crazy. So I've got this story from the AP that I mentioned right before the break. It says states are brimming with cash and are cutting taxes at a rapid pace. This is dated October 5th, so this is like last Wednesday. With the enactment Wednesday of an income tax cut in Missouri, see, Missouri just joined the fray, about two-thirds of U.S. states have now adopted some form of tax relief in 2022. Two-thirds. For taxpayers, the trend means billions of dollars back in their pockets. Some already have received rebate checks. Others, like Missouri, will realize their tax savings over several years. One-time rebates, typically totaling several hundred dollars per taxpayer, have been more common in Democrat-led states, although some Republican-led states have also provided refunds. Many Republican-led states have instead opted for a permanent income tax reduction, sometimes phased in. So here's the thing. 33 states have enacted some form of relief. Democrat states tend to lean towards rebates. Republican-led states tend to lean towards total income tax or some other type of tax rate reduction. Alabama has done neither, but is talking. They're like talking. That was a thing when my kids were in high school. They quit saying dating or hanging out. Now it's we're talking. Okay, so they're talking. They're talking with the idea. They're just like, do you like me? Check yes. Check no. Tax rate. Do you like tax rates and tax cuts? Check yes. Check no. One-time rebates are typically done by Democrats, and that's what they're talking about doing in Alabama. The Missouri tax cut says, while signing the income tax legislation Wednesday, Missouri Governor Mike Parson said the estimated $760 million reduction, when fully phased in, will be the largest tax cut in their state's history. I mean, wow. I mean, I'm looking right now. We got some Republican states have not followed through well. Montana got together but couldn't find a plan. Oklahoma called a special session but could not come to agreement. West Virginia, the same. So it's not like it always happens. Alabama's not guilt-free. I mean, it's not, well, let me take it back. Alabama's not standing alone in terms of Republican states, but they're virtually alone. Story, let's see which one I want now. How about this one? From Alabama Policy Institute, dated September 14th, so right at not quite a month ago. According to the Tax Foundation, as of July 2022, 11 state legislatures have chosen to return revenue surpluses to citizens through tax rebates. Rebate amounts range from $50 at a low to a high of $850. However, over the same period, 11 states have enacted legislation to permanently reduce individual income tax rates. Four of the states offering tax rebates to citizens also enacted individual income tax cuts at the same time. So some of them just said, you know what? We're giving money back. And, oh, by the way, we're going to cut your rate. We're going to make it better all around. Well, we'll see what Arnold Mooney thinks. State Representative Mooney coming on the line with us here in just a moment. I just want to get his thoughts. What's going to happen, Arnold? Are we going to see a tax cut or just a rebate or nothing at all again? Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.